to keep the Knicks in the game.
You know what? We'll end up doing another episode about that because I'm going to have some things for you that'll support why I think that the New York Knicks will make a push in the playoffs. They have the most money. Let's get that out the way first. They have the most
money they have
to spend. Yeah. So you're going to see players go there and actually thrive. And that, you know what I'm saying? Just as long as they get the right coach, you get Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is already going there. So Kevin Durant is, in my mind, kind of like LeBron James effect. As in, if he comes there, you're going to go deep into the playoffs. I don't know how deep, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if he can have a little bit more help, you know, what he's going in New York is not going to be like Golden State. He's going to be asked to do a little bit more than what he was doing in Golden State. He was doing a lot for Golden State, but he's going to end up having to score 30 points consistently. He's not, there's no Stephen Curry that's going to help you out unless you get a Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, and RJ Barrett will be there. So, it's going to be a little bit better. It's not going to be like, they're not going to be scrubs trying to, you know what I'm saying? They just got to get their chemistry together. That's basically all New York Knicks have to do.
Well, I have to ask you then, you know, who's your eye for talent then in New York, right? Because this isn't going to be the first time New York's had a host of money. New York has had money damn near every year. Come on.
Yeah. I mean,
except for those years where they were wasting money on Amari Stoudemire and the Carmelo Anthony's. New York has had money back to back. And it's not just about having the money, but it's about having the right office. You have to do the right thing with the money. And they're just an organization the same way that anybody else is. They make mistakes. And if the New York Knicks make a mistake, then it's going to be a waste getting an RJ Barrett.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be a waste getting a one-player max deal and then getting a bunch of bull crap on the side because you didn't know how to spend the money. I'm sorry, New York doesn't know how to spend the money. New York does not know how to spend money.
I mean, we'll see. As long as they get Kevin Durant, it'll be money well spent. How about that? You just get him into your organization. Put him in your jersey, on your floor, and it'll be a difference maker.
But how do you know what Kevin Durant you're going to get, right? So right now, the New York Knicks have got to be thinking, well, damn, I just seen this guy limping in the pregame. Is the injury more than what they say? Is the injury more than what they are actually holding back in the Golden State Warriors organization and telling the public because they want Toronto Raptors to have to strategize against KD? Because right now, the Toronto Raptors still have to strategize against Kevin Durant and the Warriors, just in case he comes back. But if the series started and Golden State said, guess what? We're not playing KD, period. We're not going to play KD. He's injured. He'll sit out the rest of the season. The only thing the Toronto Raptors have to do is prepare for the five guys on the team and the rest of the bench. But right now, they still have to prep in case KD comes. But without Kevin Durant, is the New York Knicks decision solely to Kyrie Irving? And if so, that is still not enough to get you to. I'm sorry. I've seen Kyrie Irving in his prime in the Cleveland Cavaliers organization not be able to do anything, have the worst record in the league. So I don't know.
He was doing it by himself. He didn't have LeBron James when it was the worst record in the league.
Well, he's not going to have LeBron James.
He's going to have Kevin Durant. Durant is right with Cleveland.
How do you know, though? How do you know New York offers him the money if he's injured? They're not going to give Kevin Durant what he wants if he's injured. They're not going to
do that. His injury is not as bad as what you would believe. I mean, he's still walking around.
But he's 6'11". Yeah, he's walking around. But guess what? Is this the first time Kevin Durant's been injured?
No.
Is this the first time Kevin Durant's been injured in a playoff?
No, but I look at it like this. Look at it like this, Wayne. If you can't get LeBron James, why not get Kevin Durant? I'm just saying, like, it's damn. I mean, of course, everybody's going to go through their injury. Even LeBron James.
Because Kevin Durant can't carry a team. Kevin Durant cannot carry a team. I'm sorry. Ooh, Kevin Durant couldn't carry Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant couldn't win with
– he had knucklehead Westbrook with him. Come on now. You know damn well. Come on now.
Hey, but what does that say about the mental stability of the guy? What does that say about the mental toughness, the ability to lead a team? When you go to New York Knicks, you're going to have a host of young guys that are going to need a leader, somebody who's a veteran that knows what they're doing, able to push guys. Kevin Durant said out of his very own mouth, out of his own two lips of the great one, that I went to the Golden State Warriors because I don't want to lead a team. I want to be a part of a team. I don't want to be the team captain. I'm not looking for all the pressure. I'm not looking for all the glory of being a leader, a captain. That's why he lets Draymond lead. That's why he lets Steph and Klay do what they do. Because he doesn't rally. He's not the rally guy. He's a scorer. He's a sniper from three-point range. Does that lead a team to victory? We've seen great shooters in the past that can't do that.
Does Kevin Durant lead any team to a championship? I say it like this. Listen, what Kevin Durant said, I completely understand is I think that was that was not the smartest thing to say. How about that? Just to say, yeah, I don't want the pressure, and I don't want to be, you know, team captain.
Yeah, he doesn't want
to be the team. That was very dumb. So I know he regrets it now. You have to regret saying that.
Whether you regret it or not, you said that's how you felt
at that. That's time. But first off, I don't care. How about that? I can build a team if Kawhi Leonard's not a rah rah guy. He barely talks. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is Popovich in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the court, he is silent, but he leads by example. As long as Kevin Durant...
Well, he's more vocal these days.
Kevin Durant leads by example on that court, I don't care what the hell, injuries, any of that. As long as you can give me 30 points a night, I can find some other guys to help you out, and we can go from there. All New York really wants is to be relevant. So, is signing Kevin Durant, does that make them relevant?
That's sad.
But does it? I'm just saying, it's the truth, though.
That's sad. You've been relevant before. You've made it to the playoffs before.
When's the last time?
You just didn't do
well.
When's
the last time?
You just didn't. Last time you made it to the playoffs? I mean, Melo was there.
Really?
It was a first round knockout.
And really? I don't know if Melo made the playoffs in New York.
Maybe I'm just talking. But, I'm trying to gas him up. I mean, I want to give New York hope. But, even if you didn't make it to the playoffs, is being relevant good enough to spend $100 million
yes,
on a guy?
Yes. For them, yes. God, that's James Dolan for you. We ain't in the front office. So, yeah, we can't tell them what to do. All we can do is sit back and watch like the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, we're just going to see what the New York Knicks do. I know they're going to go after Durant hard, and I'm pretty sure Durant's going to go. I think that's good for him, in my mind. You know what I'm saying? He can be down there with Jay-Z and try to become the next billionaire. You know what I'm saying? So I think he'll be in great hands in New York. And, I'm pretty sure the fans will pressure James Dolan to improve the team if the team is not up to their standards. I mean, you have enough celebrities that are going to be on the court side. So New York's going to be relevant again. That's what James Dolan wants. I know he's going to get it. Period.
Right.
He's going to get whatever he wants. He's going to tell Durant, you can do whatever you want. We can pick the coach you want. Anything. Like, he's just, trust me, it's going to be what it's going to be in New York for Kevin Durant. No one else is going to do this for you but the New York Knicks. So I would go there.
Well, to answer your question, the last time the New York Knicks made the playoffs was 2012-2013. So it wasn't that long ago. They were relevant then. I'm sorry. They had Phil Jackson, Carmelo Anthony, Tyson Chandler, Jason Kidd. They weren't slouches. Amari Stoudemire, Kenyon Martin, Rasheed Wallace, Steve Novak.
All those old guys that you just named.
They were old. They were veterans, but you were still a notable team. I mean, you couldn't put it together. You were too old, but you were spending a lot of money. That's what I'm saying. New York Knicks was still paying these guys as if they were young men. They don't do well with money. And guess what, people? They have not changed owners.
No, they don't. They have not. They have not. James Dolan will always own the New York Knicks. But at the same time, listen, it's a different time for the New York Knicks. It's about time that the NBA maybe even help the New York Knicks out. Like, because if LA is relevant, but New York is not.
But you fired Phil Jackson.
You needed to. Phil Jackson was terrible for your organization. There was not. Listen, Phil Jackson's way.
But he knows talent. He knows talent. He knew Kristaps Porzingis was special.
Oh, shit. Well, first off, he failed to you. For one thing, hell, I would have picked him too. I knew it was special when I seen him too. Listen, he became even more special. He wasn't the number one pick, but when they did get him, I knew he was going to be something. And all he had to do was develop it. I'm surprised they still let him go. So, I mean, with that being said, that's a whole nother story for the New York Knicks. I don't know. I guess he was still in his rookie contract. They didn't re-sign him, did they?
No.
So I was just wondering.
No, they didn't re-sign. He got traded to Dallas.
Yeah, I was just wondering, why would you do that? In my mind, right. It was like, do you really like not like him? That he was actually beginning to be the star of that team. If just imagine if Porzingis was there and Kevin Durant were to be there as well, what would that look like? You know what I'm saying? Like that would be dangerous. In my mind, you have to be a visionary for your team in that way. The fact that the New York Knicks didn't care to think about that was just, I don't know what to say. I don't know if Porzingis right. wanted to leave or whatever that was. I know he didn't like losing, but hell,
no, I mean, it's just the organization making bad decisions, man. You know, and Porzingis had one injury, right? So he comes mm-hmm. off of like an ankle injury or something, but it was just an airline mm-hmm. fracture. But those can be dangerous for a 7-footer. But that's what I'm saying. So even if you do keep Kristaps Porzingis, now you got 2 7-footers and Kevin Durant and Kristaps Porzingis that might be injury prone. We know KD is injury prone. He's injured all the time. But we don't know if Kristaps Porzingis has the durability to actually make it worth your while if you re-sign him for a 4-year
deal. He is, though. After his rookie contract. You know why? Because he's young. You know, young.
Yao Ming was young.
I understand. Well, first off, we don't know that. I ain't seen no damn birth certificate of Yao Ming yet. I think Yao Ming
was young.
I think he was about 38 when he first got in the league. Y'all just don't know. Don't know yet. I'm telling you, he's about 38. I'm telling you, man. He just looked young, but
Yao Ming was not 38.
First off, Yao Ming was 7'2". Come on now. Yao Ming and Shaq were going bang for bang. And you're right. When you got them big 16 feet on the goddamn on the court.
Dude, Yao Ming is only 38 now. Wow. He just turned 38.
Y'all, first off, you know how these motherfuckers be on their birth certificate. So, come on.
That's not accurate. It's
very accurate. I'm just
that's not accurate. When you think about when you think about an all-star talent like Yao Ming and who he had around him, right? He was put in kind of the same position as Kristaps Porzingis, right? He was left being the big man, the all-star center. Being able to shoot the ball, developing over time, but those foot injuries, those hairline foot injuries, put him in a bad position. I think that's what leaves me to question the future and the durability of a guy like Kristaps Porzingis, because you had talent around you. You had Steve Francis, he had Tracy McGrady, he had those guys who were winners, but couldn't put it all together, and that hurt Yao Ming because he has to play a lot, he has to shoot a lot, he has to do it. And he's 310 pounds. I mean, come on, this dude
is huge. That's what I'm saying. When you start getting it like that, you can't put Porzingis and Yao Ming in the same category. Porzingis is a lot more athletic than what Yao Ming could ever have been. So,
yeah, but the body parts are going to talk for themselves, man. You're putting it. I'm sorry, even if you're skinny at 7'2", you're still putting a lot of weight on your lower limbs, especially running. You got to remember, this dude has like an 18, 19 shoe. There's a lot of room for injury in that foot.
I understand that.
There's a lot of room for injury in those legs. You know what I mean? That's a tender body running around. So I think that's more brittle, because Yao Ming was just, it wasn't anything that he hurt by getting injured from somebody else. It was just the wear and tear on the limbs of running. And I think that's going to hurt him even more. I don't see him playing. You look at the Sean Bradleys that were 7'6".
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? 7'8". You know what I mean? Riding the bench in Dallas for years because he couldn't get off his feet.
But like I said, you look at Porzingis, and one thing I like height. I understand that it's more, how can I say, high risk, high reward. How about that? Right. So that's how you got to look at those players like that, like Porzingis and everything. You are going to draft them with the risk of, hey, if he ever injures his ankle, you know, stuff might go downhill. But you still can't be that afraid to draft that type of player. You know what I mean? Because you never know. Porzingis might end up being the next Dirk Nowitzki. Hell yeah. Is a Hall of Famer in my mind. So, hell, Dirk never was that injury prone or nothing like that. He was just a consistent finesse player. And that worked for him. I mean, as long as you can find your niche and stay as healthy as possible, hell, you'll be all right. I think Porzingis is a dog. When healthy, he's a dog. So, you know.
I agree 100%. I think that he has just a phenomenal repertoire of moves, ability to shoot the basketball, and you know, he actually can pass. He's very fun. I mean, look where he's from.
Right.
He's very fundamentally sound, right? Yes. So that translates to any team. If you need a guy at that size that can play two or three positions, be able to stretch the floor, be valuable to your organization. Yes, sir. I think Kristaps Porzingis is there. I'm just strictly speaking on the chance of injury. And I'm looking out for the interest of the New York Knicks, because you don't have a lot of opportunities like this where you're getting high draft picks and able to have that amount of cap space and that good amount of money to where you can make great plays for great players.
I agree.
And I don't want them to waste that opportunity.
I agree. With that being said, we will see what the New York Knicks will do in this year's draft.
Yeah.
With them having, the third pick?
Yeah, third pick. Projected to get RJ Barrett. I think
we'll see what can happen with them in the future. But with that being said, I want to thank you for listening to this episode.
Make sure
you stay tuned. We're recording here on Anchor FM, but we're going to be everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah. Just go there, listen, share, follow. Make sure everybody knows that we are coming. The Man Cave Podcast is here. My boy Wenzel. Tell him.
Absolutely. So, guys, listen, we will be broadcasting live on all major social media, right? And we'll be on Apple Podcasts, Apple iTunes Music, Instagram Live, Facebook, Snapchat, everywhere, anywhere that you guys are going to reach out, we are going to do that. Also, for the independent entrepreneurs that are in the Las Vegas area, the Lansing area, we'll be reaching out to you guys. Get your merch out, everything listed up before the summer hits. We got a lot of events coming up, a lot of festivals, Common Ground's right around the corner. There's a lot of free concerts in Vegas. We want to make sure you guys get all of the information you can get. Branding ambassadors, we'll be reaching out to you guys. Please be sure to get back to us. You can reach us at The Man Cave on Instagram, at The Man Cave Podcast on Facebook, Snapchat, and email us at The Man Cave at gmail.com. We'll definitely be getting back to you guys with any questions, any concerns you guys have. And also, we'll be getting into a lot of more topics. We got rumors coming up. We got a lot of political issues that are getting ready to arise. There's a lot of things going on in the college world that are, you know, people are outraged about. Also, the injuries on Klay Thompson, guys, don't forget his MRI. We'll be keeping you posted as it gets closer to game day. So please stay tuned with all of our movies, music reviews. We're going to be doing a lot of things. Music artists, if you are out there, reach out to us. We will be broadcasting your music. We'll be putting you guys out there for our listeners to hear. Get back to us, and we will get back to you live only on The Man Cave Radio.
Peace.
Peace.